این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Finally, every group of distinguished ulama should willingly observe every dimensions of the divine dimensions of this holy book, the Holy Quran, fulfill the wish of the lovers of the Quran, spend time on the political, social, economic, military, cultural, and war and peace dimensions of the Quran so as to make clear that this book is the fountainhead of this juncture. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. You're listening to another episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we try to read some of the speeches and sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about different subjects and context. We do that in the hope to come to a deeper understanding of this great character. Well, in one of his speeches about Islam and our deeds, our great Imam said, "Right now, Islam is in our hands and we are its guards. If it is harmed, its image being tarnished, we are all responsible before God." This sentence shows our heavy and serious responsibility of being Muslim. Although in the Holy Book of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that He has created us to worship Him, and I didn't create the jinn and mankind except to worship me. Surah Al-Dhariyat, verse number 56. It is also our duty to be good Muslims and a good pattern of a religious person for others. Every man and woman must fulfill the purpose of his or her creation. Everyone should submit him or herself to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship him. When we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we in fact acknowledge his majesty and power and confess our helplessness and our neediness in a manner prescribed by him. And we do it with sincere intention and pure heart in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order that we may come near to Him. When a Muslim follows all of these steps and becomes a true servant of God, then he or she has made an acceptable example of a Muslim.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Tahan Nabi.
صلى الله عليه
صل يا
رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
Here, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is also rightly holding that, along with being good servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our duty is to be careful of the image of Islam for non-Muslims. If a person pretends to be good but commits sin, or in general doesn't act and think like a real Muslim, then all of his or her sins would be representatives of his religion, and unfortunately that image of Islam would be harmed. Those bad conducts will have influence on the way others deem Islam, and surely a sinful Muslim who doesn't try to compensate for his or her sins should be responsible for the harm he or she brings to the elegant image of Islam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day,
every night and every day,
now. لا إله